Chapter 1. Obtaining a new credential. Credential overview. The Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles, BMV, issues three types of credentials, as outlined below. 1. Identification cards. These are available to any qualified Indiana resident. Identification cards are issued at no cost to individuals who are or will be 18 years of age on or before the next general or municipal election. 2. Learner's permits. This category includes a driver learner's permit, herein referred to as learner's permit, motorcycle learner's permit, and a commercial learner's permit. 3. Driver's licenses. This category includes a driver's license and commercial driver's license, CDL. All credentials issued to Indiana residents who are under 21 years of age have a vertical format and display the dates the cardholder turns 18 and 21 years of age. A star marker appears in the upper right-hand corner to indicate that a credential is Real ID compliant and may be used as identification for federal purposes. Credential design. In 2019, Indiana began issuing credentials with a new look and security features. Current credentials will remain valid until the expiration date printed on the face of the card. Indiana credentials have embedded security features that allow law enforcement to determine their authenticity. All credential applications are processed through intensive security checks to help prevent identity theft and fraud. If during verification, the BMV discovers another credential has been issued to an applicant in another state, territory, or possession of the United States, the District of Columbia, or the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the applicant will be required to surrender the out-of-state credential before the BMV will process an application for an Indiana credential. Example images of credential styles can be seen to the right. Real ID. The Real ID Act of 2005 established minimum standards for state-issued credentials. As a reminder, credentials include driver's license, permits, and identification cards. State-issued credentials that meet these standards can be accepted for federal identification, including boarding commercial flights, entering military, and other secure federal facilities. The purpose of these standards is to set uniform documentation and image capture requirements, prevent fraud, and generate credentials for printing and mailing from a secure centralized facility. Indiana has been compliant with the Real ID Act requirements since January 1, 2010, so federal enforcement has not affected our citizens who have since been issued a Real ID compliant credential. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Transportation Security Administration, TSA, have established May 3, 2023, as the deadline for when they will begin requiring those boarding an aircraft using a driver's license or identification card to have a Real ID compliant credential. The Indiana BMV recommends that all citizens apply for a Real ID during their next renewal or before if their current credential expires after the May 3, 2023 deadline. To upgrade to a Real ID compliant credential when renewing, amending, or replacing a current Indiana credential, you must provide original versions or certified copies of your identity, lawful status, social security number, and proof of Indiana residency documents during a visit to a BMV branch. To determine if your credential is Real ID compliant, check to see if it has a star in the upper right-hand corner. For a complete list of documents required to obtain a Real ID compliant credential, listen Appendix A of this manual or visit realid.in.gov. If you have questions about collecting your documents, you can call the Indiana BMV toll-free at 888-692-6841 to speak with a customer service representative, or visit any branch for assistance. Indiana residency requirements. You must be a legal resident of Indiana to obtain an Indiana credential. Evidence of Indiana residency includes maintaining a residential address in Indiana and not claiming residency in another state. Being a registered voter in Indiana. Having a dependent who is enrolled in an elementary or secondary school located in Indiana. For the purposes of obtaining a credential, the following individuals are not considered Indiana residents. Students enrolled at a post-secondary educational institution who do not claim Indiana as their state of residence. Active duty military personnel in the armed forces who do not claim Indiana as their state of residence. temporary employees, other purposes, without the intent of making Indiana a permanent home. New Indiana residents. When you become an Indiana resident, you have 60 days to obtain a new Indiana driver's license. If you have never held a valid driver's license from another state, you must hold an Indiana learner's permit for 180 days before you can apply for an Indiana driver's license. If you have been licensed in another state, the below rules apply. If you are 18 years of age or older. If you are at least 18 years of age and you hold a valid out-of-state driver's license, you must bring one of the following three items to the branch. Your current out-of-state driver's license, a copy of your official driving record, or a verification letter. If your out-of-state driver's license has been expired for less than 3 years, or you have held an unrevoked out-of-state driver's license for at least 1 year, you must pass a knowledge exam to obtain an Indiana driver's license. If your out-of-state driver's license has been expired for more than 3 years, you must pass a knowledge exam and a driving skills test to obtain an Indiana driver's license. Individuals in all of the above listed categories must also present documentation proving your identity, lawful status, social security number, and Indiana residency when visiting the branch to obtain an Indiana driver's license. You are also required to pass a standard vision screen. If you are younger than 18 years of age. If you are under 18, but more than 16 years and 180 days old, and have held a valid out-of-state driver's license for at least 180 days in your previous state of residency, you must visit a BMV branch to present your current out-of-state driver's license or a copy of your official driving record. You must also present documentation providing your identity, lawful status, social security number, and Indiana residency. Applicants under 18 years old will be required to pass a knowledge examination and a vision screening in addition to presenting all required documentation. For additional endorsement and restriction requirements, please refer to Chapter 2 of this manual. Applying for an identification card. Identification cards may be issued to an Indiana resident of any age who does not have a driver's license. Indiana residents cannot hold more than one credential at the same time, even if one of the credentials was issued by another state. Therefore, you must surrender any other credential to the Indiana BMV in order to complete an application for an identification card. Identification cards may also provide privileges to operate a motor-driven cycle, MDC Endorsement B, as long as you are at least 15 years of age and pass an MDC knowledge exam. If both requirements are met, an MDC endorsement will be placed on your identification card to signify your operating authority. To apply for an identification card, you must visit a BMV branch and present documents described in Appendix A proving your identity, lawful status, social security number, unless you are claiming an exemption or you are a foreign national, both of which require alternative documentation, and Indiana residency. Identification card validity. An identification card and an MDC endorsement are valid for 6 years. Identification cards issued to lawful temporary residents expire on the applicant's end of stay date, so may not reflect standard periods of validity. Learner's permits. A learner's permit allows an Indiana resident to practice driving before applying for a driver's license. You may apply for a learner's permit at any BMV branch. If you are 16 years of age or older, you must meet the following requirements to obtain a learner's permit. Present documents described in Appendix A proving your identity, lawful status, social security number, unless you are a foreign national, which may require alternative documentation, and Indiana residency. Pass a standard vision screening. Pass a knowledge exam. If you are under 16 years of age or older, you must meet the following requirements to obtain a learner's permit. Be at least 15 years of age and show proof of your enrollment in a BMV licensed behind-the-wheel training provider by presenting a certificate of driver education enrollment from the driver training school. The certificate must be dated no earlier than 3 weeks prior to the start of the class. The online course certificate of completion is not an acceptable document. Present documents described in Appendix A proving your identity, lawful status, social security number, unless you are a foreign national, which may require alternative documentation, and Indiana residency. Pass a standard vision screening. Pass a knowledge exam. Practice driving with your learner's permit. If you are under 16 years of age and are enrolled in a driver education program, you may drive only when you are accompanied by a licensed driver training instructor or a certified driver rehabilitation specialist who is both recognized by the BMV and employed through a driver rehabilitation program. The instructor or rehabilitation specialist must be seated in the vehicle's front passenger seat. You may also practice driving with a licensed driver who has valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked driving privileges and is 25 years of age or older. The licensed driver must be related to you by blood, marriage, or legal status. You may also choose to practice driving with your spouse, who must be licensed and at least 21 years of age. The licensed driver must be seated in your vehicle's front passenger seat. If you are under 18 years of age and you are not enrolled in a driver education program, you may practice driving with a licensed driver who has valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked driving privileges and is 25 years of age or older. The licensed driver must be related to you by blood, marriage, or legal status. You may also choose to practice driving with your spouse, who must be licensed and at least 21 years of age. The licensed driver must be seated in your vehicle's front passenger seat. You may also practice driving with a learner's permit if accompanied by an individual licensed as a driver training school instructor who is working under the direction of a driver training school, or a certified driver rehabilitation specialist who is recognized by the Indiana BMV and employed through a driver rehabilitation program. The instructor or rehabilitation specialist must be seated in your vehicle's front passenger seat. If you are under 18 years of age and are under the care and supervision of the Department of Child Services, you may practice driving with a licensed driver who has valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked driving privileges and is 25 years of age or older. The licensed driver must be related to you by blood, marriage, or legal status. You may also choose to practice driving with a licensed driver who is 25 years of age or older and approved by the Department of Child Services. The licensed driver must be seated in your vehicle's front passenger seat. If you are 18 years of age or older, you may practice driving with a learner's permit only when accompanied by a licensed driver with valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked driving privileges who is at least 25 years of age, or with your spouse provided he or she is licensed and at least 21 years of age or older. Learner's permit validity. 1. Learner's permits are valid for 2 years from the date of issuance. 2. Learner's permits issued to lawful temporary residents expire on the applicant's end of stay date so may not reflect standard periods of validity. 3. If you are visiting a BMV branch to renew your learner's permit and it has been expired more than 180 days, you are required to retest. Vision screening. All Indiana learner's permit or driver's license applicants are required to pass a vision screening, even if the applicant is renewing an existing learner's permit or driver's license, unless the applicant is eligible for online renewal. If you normally wear glasses or contacts while driving, you should inform the BMV branch personnel and wear them during the vision screening. If your visual ability does not meet state standards, you will be required to visit an eye doctor for an examination. If you return to the BMV branch with a statement from an eye doctor affirming that your vision has been corrected to meet the state standard, you may continue the driver's license application process, which will include a vision screening at the BMV branch. Knowledge exam. The driver's knowledge exam is a multiple-choice exam based on Indiana law, defensive driving practices, and information contained in this driver's manual. Passing the driver's knowledge exam is one step in the process of obtaining driving privileges in Indiana. To pass the knowledge exam, you must demonstrate a basic understanding of Indiana traffic laws and safe driving techniques. You must also be able to read and understand regulatory, warning, and traffic signs and signals. The driver's knowledge exam is required for the following: learner's permit applications. A new Indiana resident whose out-of-state driver's license is expired or a new resident with a valid out-of-country license. An Indiana resident whose driver's license has been expired for more than 180 days. A driver who has 6 or more active points on an Indiana driving record and is renewing their driver's license. Active duty military personnel, their spouse, and/or dependents, if applicable, whose Indiana driver's license has been expired for more than 180 days and who has returned from deployment more than 90 days prior to the date of renewal. Out-of-state active duty military service member whose driver's license has been expired more than their old state of records allowed military extension. The Indiana BMV also offers knowledge exams for CDL applicants who choose to add operational-specific endorsements, and applicants who wish to operate motorcycles, MDC Class B vehicles, and in a for-hire capacity. You must arrive at the branch at least 1 hour before the branch closes to take the knowledge exam that day. If you fail the knowledge exam, you must wait until the next business day to retake it. Driving Skills Test Waiver for Skills Exam. If you have a learner's permit and attend a BMV licensed driver training school that participates in the BMV's Driving Skills Test Waiver Program, you may take the driving skills exam with the school after successful completion of the course, which includes 30 hours of classroom training and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel training. If you successfully complete a driving skills exam administered by the driver training school, the results of your exam will remain valid until your learner's permit expires. A list of licensed driver training schools is available at in.gov/BMV. You must take the driving skills exam at a BMV branch if any of the following situations occur. Your learner's permit expires. You receive a failing grade of 79% or lower in either portion of the driver education course. Your driver training school does not participate in the driving skills test waiver program for the driving skills exam. If your learner's permit expires and it has been more than 180 days since your last knowledge exam, you will need to retake the knowledge exam to be issued a renewed learner's permit. The period of time you hold a valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked learner's permit will count toward the required 180-day holding period. Driving Skills Exam. To schedule an appointment for a driving skills exam, visit in.gov/BMV or call the BMV Contact Center at 888-692-6841. A driving skills exam may be scheduled no more than 3 weeks, and no less than 48 business hours, ahead of time. However, you may be able to schedule an appointment sooner by visiting a license branch. You must provide your own vehicle for the driving skills exam. There is no charge for the driving skills exam administered by the BMV. A driving skills exam given by a BMV examiner is required for the following. Drivers with an Indiana learner's permit, unless that driver has successfully completed a BMV licensed driver education program and has a skills test waiver. New Indiana residents who hold an unrevoked out-of-state driver's license for less than 1 year or whose out-of-state driver's license has been expired for more than 3 years. New Indiana residents who hold an out-of-country driver's license. Indiana residents whose Indiana driver's license has been expired for more than 3 years. Drivers who have a BMV restriction that requires testing. Drivers who have a medical complaint on file with the BMV, and for whom the BMV has determined that a driving skills evaluation is needed. When the BMV's medical board has recommended a skills evaluation, the BMV may require the driver to complete a driving skills exam. Active duty military personnel and his or her spouse and/or dependent, if applicable, whose Indiana driver's license has been expired for more than 3 years, and who has been returned from deployment for more than 90 days prior to the renewal. Discharged military personnel who hold an out-of-state driver's license whose expiration is beyond the 90-day extension, and which has been expired for more than 3 years. No one other than the BMV examiner conducting the skills exam or other authorized BMV personnel is allowed in your vehicle when you take the driving skills exam. Your vehicle must be legally equipped, insured, and in a safe and clean condition. You must also provide the vehicle's current registration before taking the driving skills exam. Any interior cameras must be deactivated prior to the examination beginning. It shall be within the discretion of the BMV examiner to reject a vehicle for the driving skills exam. The BMV examiner will ask a few required questions before you begin your driving skills exam. The examiner's job is not to provide instruction, but to administer a fair and objective examination based on what he or she observes. The BMV examiner will use a standardized form to evaluate your ability to operate a motor vehicle safely. When taking the driving skills exam, you will be evaluated based on the following criteria: driving in the proper lane by obeying the lane markings, looking carefully, and signaling properly before changing lanes. Allowing enough distance between your vehicle and the vehicle ahead. Reacting appropriately to being overtaken and passed by another vehicle by maintaining your speed and providing enough room to pass. Controlling your speed according to posted speed limits and varying traffic conditions. Observing good defensive driving habits. Listening to instructions and observing general traffic flow. Approaching an intersection at the proper speed, looking for other vehicles and coming to a complete stop when required. Reversing skills and backing correctly out of a parking space. Parallel parking ability. When taking the driving skills exam, the following actions could affect your final score or cause you to fail the driving skills exam. Failing to use the defroster or wipers when needed. Failing to have both hands on the wheel. Selecting the wrong gear. Failing to signal. Driving too slowly or stopping unnecessarily. Overrunning a crosswalk, stop line, or stop sign. Failing to turn into or from the correct lane. Failing to check your blind spot. Slowing speed when changing lanes. Reversing too fast. Leaving your turn signal on after a completed lane change. Driving too closely to the vehicle ahead or to a parked vehicle. Any of the following actions shall result in the automatic failure of the driving skills exam. Disobeying a yield, stop, school zone, or no turn on red sign. Disobeying a traffic signal. Backing over a curb while parallel parking. Driving into a parked vehicle while parallel parking. Failure to follow instructions. Failure to use a seat belt. Failure to react to hazardous driving conditions. Speeding. Driving too fast for the conditions. Turning into or using the wrong lane. Passing in a no-passing zone or otherwise crossing a solid yellow line. Driving left of the center of the street. Straddling marked lanes. Driving too close to pedestrians or bicycles. Failure to pull over and stop for emergency vehicles or school buses. Causing an accident during the driving skills exam. Failure to yield the right of way. Failure to obey required laws concerning RR crossings. It shall be within the discretion of the BMV examiner to continue after a driver has failed the driving skills exam. If you fail a driving skills exam, you must wait 14 days before you can retake the exam. Upon failure of a third driving skills exam while holding a learner's permit, you must wait for 2 months from the date of the last failed driving skills exam before taking the exam again. Financial liability for injury or damage. Applicants for a learner's permit or probationary driver's license who are less than 18 years of age must have one of the following adults sign a sworn or affirmed statement of financial liability in person at a BMV branch. The lawful, IC 9-2493, order of preference is 1. The parent having custody of the minor applicant or a designee of the custodial parent specified by the custodial parent. 2. The non-custodial parent, as defined in IC the 31st to the 9th of February 83, of the minor applicant or a designee of the non-custodial parent specified by the non-custodial parent. 3. The guardian having custody of the minor applicant. 4. In the absence of a person described in 1 through 3, any other adult who is willing to assume the obligations imposed by the provisions of this chapter, IC 9-2-4-9. An adult who co-signs for financial liability swears or affirms financial liability for a minor applicant and agrees to be responsible jointly and severally with the minor applicant for all damage that may result from operating a motor vehicle. The adult who co-signs for financial liability must present a valid form of identification from the BMV's identity documentation list to the BMV while the minor is making application for a learner's permit or driver's license. If at any time, and for any reason, The adult who co-signs for financial liability wishes to withdraw financial liability for the minor. The adult can file State Form 55834 written request to cancel financial liability, which is available on the Indiana BMV's website. A written request to withdraw financial liability will cancel the minor's learner's permit or driver's license, IC 92494B. The signature of an adult on a minor's application for a driver's license or learner's permit is not required if the applicant is less than 18 years of age and can provide proof that he or she is under the care and supervision of the Department of Child Services, DCS. If the DCS applicant is applying for a driver's license or learner's permit, the applicant must also provide proof of a motor vehicle insurance policy that meets the minimum liability standards set forth in Indiana law. Chapter 5 of this manual covers insurance requirements and penalties for operating a motor vehicle without insurance in more detail. Applying for a driver's license. There are two types of driver's license you may apply for: a driver's license or a commercial driver's license. If you are under the age of 21, then your driver's license is considered a probationary driver's license. You must be at least 18 years of age to apply for a CDL and 21 years of age to apply for a CDL with passenger and/or hazardous material endorsements. A brief description of each type of driver's license and various requirements, endorsements, and restrictions follows. Each topic is also covered in more detail in this chapter and in Chapter 2. Applying for a driver's license. In general, you may apply for a driver's license at any BMV branch. To obtain a driver's license, you must meet the following requirements. Meet driver's license age requirements described later in this chapter. Hold a valid Indiana learner's permit for a period of time described later in this chapter, unless you currently hold an unexpired license from another jurisdiction. Present documents described in appendix approving your identity, lawful status, social security number, unless you are a foreign national, which may require alternative documentation, and Indiana residency. Pass a standard vision screening. Pass a knowledge exam for the driver's license you want to obtain. Pass a driving skills exam with a BMV examiner, unless you qualify for a driving skills test waiver. Driver's license age and experience requirements. In order to apply for a driver's license, you must be at least 16 years and 90 days of age with completion of a BMV licensed driver education program. You must be at least 16 years and 270 days of age without completion of a BMV licensed driver education program. You must hold a valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked, Indiana learner's permit for at least 180 days, or you must be at least 18 years of age with a documented disability and have completed driver rehabilitation training provided by a certified driver rehabilitation specialist recognized by the BMV. If you are applying for a driver's license and you are at least 18 years of age, you must complete at least 50 hours of supervised driving practice with a licensed driver, with valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked, driving privileges who is at least 25 years of age, or your spouse, with valid driving privileges, who is at least 21 years of age. In both cases, at least 10 hours of supervised driving practice must be completed at night, unless you have a daytime-only restriction, restriction G, on your learner's permit. If you do have a daytime-only restriction on your learner's permit, you must still complete 50 hours of supervised driving practice. At the time of application for a driver's license, you must submit a completed State Form 54706 log of supervised driving practice, showing proof of the 50 hours of driving practice. Multiple logs may be used, if necessary, to log the required hours. The log must be signed by a parent or legal guardian if the applicant is under 18 years of age. Driver's license validity. A driver's license is valid for 6 years if you are younger than 75 years of age. 3 years if you are aged 75 through 84. 2 years if you are at least 85 years of age. A driver's license may not reflect the standard periods of validity for lawful temporary residence. Probationary driving requirements. If you are applying for a probationary driver's license and are under 18 years of age, you must complete at least 50 hours of supervised driving practice with a licensed driver, with valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked, driving privileges, who is at least 25 years of age and related to you by blood, marriage, or legal status. Your spouse, with valid driving privileges, who is at least 21 years of age. An individual with valid driving privileges who is licensed as a driver training school instructor and working under the direction of a driver training school, or an individual certified as a driver rehabilitation specialist recognized by the BMV and employed through a driver rehabilitation program. Probationary driver's license validity. If you are younger than 21 years of age when you obtain a driver's license, your driver's license is considered probationary until you turn 21 years of age. Your probationary driver's license is valid until you are 21 years and 30 days of age. You may not renew your probationary driver's license until you are 21 years and 1 day of age. Probationary driver's license passenger restrictions. You may not drive with any passengers for the first 180 days after obtaining your probationary driver's license unless one of the following individuals is seated in your vehicle's front passenger seat. A licensed individual with valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked, driving privileges who is 25 years of age or older. Your spouse with valid driving privileges who is 21 years of age or older, or an individual who holds a driver training school instructor license. However, you may drive with your child, stepchild, sibling, step or half-sibling, or spouse without another accompanying individual during the first 180 days after obtaining your probationary driver's license. Probationary driver's license time restrictions. For the first 180 days after obtaining your probationary driver's license, you may not drive between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. After you have held a probationary driver's license for 180 days, you may not drive during the following hours: Sunday through Thursday after 11 p.m. Monday through Friday before 5 a.m. Saturday and Sunday between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. You may drive during the periods described above if you are participating in, going to, or returning from lawful employment, a school-sanctioned activity, a religious event, or if you are accompanied by an individual with valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked, driving privileges who is at least 25 years of age, or your spouse with valid driving privileges who is at least 21 years of age. Probationary driver's license telecommunications device prohibition. Indiana law prohibits probationary driver's license holders from operating a motor vehicle while using any form of telecommunications device, such as a wireless phone, personal digital assistant, pager, or text messaging device unless the device is being used to make a 911 emergency call. Dropping out, being suspended, or being expelled from school. Indiana law requires the BMV to suspend the driving privileges of a juvenile upon notification from the juvenile's school administrator or principal for any of the following reasons. The juvenile is under an expulsion, exclusion, or second or subsequent suspension from school during one school year. The juvenile has been determined to be a habitual truant, or the juvenile has withdrawn from school. Renewing a probationary driver's license to an unrestricted driver's license. When you renew your probationary driver's license after turning 21 years of age, you will receive an unrestricted driver's license. An unrestricted driver's license removes the restrictions stated previously in this section that are imposed on probationary driver's license holders. Holders of unrestricted driver's licenses should always be aware of the public safety restrictions and prohibitions that apply to all motor vehicle drivers regardless of their license type. Commercial learner's permit and commercial driver's license. You must be at least 18 years of age to apply for a commercial learner's permit, CLP, or a commercial driver's license, CDL. Drivers under 21 years of age may operate a commercial motor vehicle for purposes of interstate commerce only and are not eligible to apply for the passenger, school bus, or hazardous materials endorsements. An Indiana commercial driver's license, CDL, allows the holder to operate commercial motor vehicles or combination of vehicles, such as semi-tractor trailers, with declared gross vehicle weight ratings in excess of 26,000 pounds. Vehicles designed are used to transport 16 or more people, including the driver, and vehicles used to transport hazardous materials provided the holder has the appropriate class and endorsement on his or her license. More information on obtaining a CLP or CDL can be found on in.gov, BMV or by visiting any BMV branch. Photo-exempt credentials. Photo-exempt learner's permits and driver's licenses are available for medical and religious reasons. Photo-exempt identification cards are available for religious reasons only. You may refer to in.gov, BMV for specific documentation needed to obtain a photo-exempt credential that fits your needs. To remove the photo exemption, you must visit a BMV branch to have your photo taken for a renewed or amended credential. Receiving your credential by mail. Your permanent credential will be mailed to you from a secure central location after you apply for a new, renewed, amended, or replacement credential. Your credential will be sent to the mailing address on file with the BMV and will arrive at your mailing address within 14 calendar days. Please note, credentials will only be mailed to the address on file with the BMV and will not be forwarded. If you have temporarily or permanently changed your mailing address with the United States Postal Service, you must update your address with the Indiana BMV as well. Failure to do so will prevent delivery of your credential. You can update your address with the Indiana BMV at a BMV branch, in.gov, BMV, or a BMV Connect kiosk. Public safety restrictions and prohibitions. Seat belts. Indiana law requires all occupants of a motor vehicle equipped with a seat belt that is standard equipment installed by the manufacturer to wear the seat belt any time the motor vehicle is in motion. Telecommunications device prohibition. For non-probationary license holders, a person may not use a telecommunications device to type, transmit, or read a text or an email message while operating a moving motor vehicle unless the device is used in conjunction with hands-free or voice-operated technology, or unless the device is used to make a 911 emergency call. Indiana law defines a telecommunications device as an electronic or digital device, such as a wireless telephone, personal digital assistant, pager, or text messaging device. This definition does not include citizen band, CB, radio equipment that is being operated by a person licensed as a CB radio operator by the Federal Communications Commission or a communications system installed in a commercial motor vehicle weighing more than 10,000 pounds. You may be assessed points on your driver record when using a telecommunication device while operating a motor vehicle.